This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, January 31st. God's word to you today is disarm distraction. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 8, verse 13, and it says, "Make the Lord of heaven's army holy in your life. He is the one you should fear. He is the one who should make you tremble." The King James Version reads, "Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. Do not be afraid of anything or anyone else." When I asked my wife to marry me, she actually said no. I stepped back, re-strategized, and gave her a proposal that she could not refuse. I have failed exams before, but what I learned is what I am sharing with you today. The exam is inevitable, but the failure is avoidable. When I separated the two, I was better able to deal with the situation. Fear thrives when we do not separate the avoidable from the inevitable. There is only one word that determines how you overcome the avoidable, and that word is hunger. How hungry are you for an A in that course? If you are really hungry for an A, you will give it what it takes and step into the exam hall without any fear. I really wanted to marry my wife, so I gave all that was required, and the rest, they say, is history. Now you have identified the avoidable. The next step is to give it what it takes. The challenge is that most times people are not hungry enough. They just mouth it. Mike Murdoch says, "The proof of desire is the pursuit." I pray that you'll be hungry for the things that matter most in your life and you'll be unstoppable. The fifth type of distraction that we need to deal with is false promotion distraction. Please read Judges 9, verses 8 to 15. "Come, be our king," can appear to be a promotion, but the olive refused. The reason for this refusal was, "I am productive, I am blessing God and ministering to people." The fig had the same response. Your destiny is more important than titles. Your destiny is the fruit of your life that blesses God and adds value to people. It has nothing to do with titles. Note that it was only the tree that had no value that jumped on the offer. It was seeking to be useful for something. The point is this: not every promotion is from God. Some promotions, some appointments, some tasks or responsibilities are just distractions. I pray that you would be wise enough to see it. The sixth type of distraction is the irritation distraction. Please read Nehemiah 4, verses 1 to 3. Some people will take it upon themselves to ridicule you, jeer at you, and belittle your efforts. Do not allow them to get under your skin. They are distractions, and I'm going to show you how to deal with them from how Nehemiah responded in Nehemiah 4, verse 4. It says, "Then I prayed, 'Hear us, O God, for we are being mocked. May their scoffing fall back on their own heads, and may they themselves become captives in a foreign land. Report them to God, take it to God, and leave it there.'" Let us pray. Father, I pray that fear will not thrive in my life. I will have the wisdom to reject false promotion and report mockers to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.